Good morning. It's 18 minutes after 8 a.m. and you are tuned into your community radio station, Raven Radio, KCAW in Sitka, where it's 35 degrees and snowing. Joining me in the studio is Tracy Gagneux with the Sitka Conservation Society, here to talk about the wildly successful Fish to Schools program, what's in store for it in the future. Welcome to Morning Edition, Tracy.
Thanks for having me. Good morning.
Well, first on our list is to talk about the new resource guide and curriculum, which you just published, correct?
Yeah, we just released a Fish to Schools resource guide and curriculum on Friday. So it's literally hot off the press. We're really excited about it. And included is a number of case studies and information on, you know, what makes a successful Fish to Schools program, how to access fish, what DEC standards need to be followed to ensure that the product is safe for the schools, and just some good stories included in there about, you know, how to make it go in your community. And then also we have the Stream to Plate curriculum, which is a series of 7 lessons that really explore how salmon are connected to our communities and to the classroom.
Well, what's your target audience for this curriculum and guide?
The curriculum is for elementary school students. So I've been working on these lessons for the last 3 years with our Kikuyu-Shehin third graders, actually. So it's been really fun to work on them, develop them, refine them over the years. So the lessons are really geared for elementary school, and I think that they really can be adapted up or down for the grade level. And then the resource guide is really for anyone who's interested in starting a Fish to Schools program or supporting a Fish to Schools program in their own communities throughout Alaska. So that might be a parent or a volunteer, community member, teacher, school district staff, food service personnel, nonprofit. We really hope that there's information for everyone in that guide, and certainly they can look at it and say, oh, this will be really useful. I can pass this on to someone else who might be able to interpret the information a little easier.
Well, has SES had any interest from other communities?
There's been a lot of interest. I think one great thing about our program is that we're kind of out there. People know about our program here because we've been able to invest some time in putting together stories about our program. And so people will definitely contact me and ask me, you know, what about this? Or how do I start this? Or what do you think? What would you recommend in order to start a program? And so I've been really happy to chat with communities across the state and getting them the information and resources that I know are available. And now we kind of have it all together in one packet. So folks can just review the information they need in one place. And then I'm still available. My contact information is in there. So folks can certainly still get in touch with me if they need any clarification or any support that isn't available in that guide.
Well, you just did an interview with the Anchorage Daily about this, the Fish to Schools program.
I did.
And how did they find out about it?
You know, I'm not sure. I asked her actually what media source she found it out, you know, found out our program or the release of the guide. And she said she got an email about it from a number of different people. So I think that's really exciting. I actually didn't send a press release to Anchorage Daily News. So she got it from some other network, and she's tied into the food movement, I think, up there. So it was a surprise and really fabulous to know that, you know, folks across the state are hearing about it, sharing it, and hopefully using it.
Well, it seems to signal the success of the program. What do you think makes it so successful here in Sitka?
I think there's 2 things. I think the biggest part is that it's a grassroots community project. And, you know, this started in the 2010 Community Health Summit, and it was a community health priority as determined by the local citizen. So a number of people came together and identified this as a goal. They wanted to see seafood in schools. So I think the power of having a number of community members involved really made it successful. And we have partnerships with seafood processors and fishermen, the school district, the school board, parents, children. You know, this program targets everyone in the community in some capacity. So I think having us all united on this goal has made it really strong and powerful. And I said there was one other reason. What was the other reason? Oh, you know, I think something that makes our program unique is that we have this curriculum. And Sitka is certainly not the first district to be serving seafood in the state of Alaska, but I think we're one of the first, if not the first, to really pair the offering of seafood in the lunch program with a curriculum, a fairly comprehensive curriculum that teaches kids, you know, why it's cool and important that we're serving local seafood. It's not just this new thing that's on the menu. It's explaining why this local product is really valuable to our community and culturally and ecologically.
So do you think these two factors, community involvement and a curriculum that focuses on relevancy, are these factors exportable to other communities? Do you emphasize this when you speak with other interested parties about how to make their program a success?
Yeah, you know, I certainly share our story. And the way I always start our story is with the Community Health Summit. So I definitely tell them how important it is to have that community support and buy-in. And our resource guide uses Sitka as a case study. So it really articulates, you know, how we came together and worked on this as a community. And I feel like there's another part to your question that I may have missed. Oh, exportable. I think that this is a program because it, by the nature of it, involves a number of different stakeholders. It really can pull in that whole community together. And the great thing about the curriculum is that we have exported. That is, I think, really exportable because, you know, we've released it and most of the lessons include all of the materials you need. So teachers can just, you know, print and cut it out and it's ready to go. So there's really, except for the lesson that involves some cooking, that everything is there. Everything is print and due. So hopefully it'll be really accessible for folks to do.
What's the future of the Fish to Schools program in Sitka?
A few things. My goal is that we serve seafood more. So right now we're serving at the Sitka School District, we're serving it about twice a month. Pacific High School already serves it once a week, which is fabulous. Mount Edgecombe High School serves it, I would say probably three times a month. And so I'd like to see those numbers increase. I'd like to see the demand for it increase. And our numbers are climbing and if not hitting kind of a stable plateau, which is great. I mean, our numbers have over the 3 years really increased. And so I'd like to see an increase in the amount that we serve. So that would be a really great success. I would personally love to see it in Baranoff Elementary School. And they have a tricky kind of kitchen system, the way the meals are prepared and delivered there at the school. So I'd really love to see that happen and be able to work with food service and district staff over there and parents maybe who would like to see it over at Baranoff. So that would be another goal that I'd like to see. So ideally all of the schools in Sitka are serving seafood. And then, you know, I think the biggest thing is really trying to figure out a sustainable way to source seafood for the schools. And, you know, one way is encouraging the district to purchase it and make it a priority. And hopefully, you know, with this increased demand by students that, you know, they'll make this an important thing to budget for. And then I think there's other ways to kind of identify creative ways to get seafood into the program. And maybe that's a young entrepreneur who wants to figure out how to take scrap seafood and turn it into a product that schools can use. So the product of the fish is affordable for the schools to actually purchase. We're using the best fish in the world right now. And I think that we could certainly get creative with some of our other species of salmon, like chum and pinks. So I think that, you know, we're just waiting for someone to grab onto that opportunity and love to work with that person. And this kind of brings up another event that we have going on Thursday is there's a statewide appropriation. It's called Nutrition Alaska Food for Schools, and it's a $3 million state appropriation for school districts to purchase Alaskan foods like seafood. And, you know, it's incredible to have state funding, which allows school districts to actually purchase seafood or, you know, grains or meat or whatever from the state of Alaska. And so I think this is one example of a way we can see this program become sustainable with funding that that the school districts can access well and easily. And it's definitely a boom to our economy as well to have this kind of funding available, because all the vendors are then, they have in-state secure markets, and the school districts are huge all across the state. So that's one program that we're really trying to advocate for and would like to see continue.
Well, and the Thursday event is being billed as a celebration event. What's going on with that?
Yeah, so on Thursday, 6:30 to 7:30 at the Blatchley Middle School Library, we have an event called Celebrate Fish to State. And what we're going to do is I'm going to be speaking, and so is Lon Garrison and Lisa Sadler Hart. And Lon is the president of the school board, and Lisa is the president of the Sitka Local Food Network. And we're essentially going to talk about kind of local foods for Sitka and the state, and how the Sitka School Board has been involved with Fish to Schools, and how they just passed a resolution supporting this $3 million state appropriation. And I'll kind of be outlining, you know, where we're at with Fish to Schools and how we can talk about some sustainable ways to make this program continue. And one of those ways is through this Nutrition Alaska Food for Schools grant. And so we'll be talking about that grant specifically and how people can voice their support so that our legislators know that that's a valuable thing we really care about and that we're using. So we'll be talking about that. And then through the collective wisdoms in the room, I would really like to brainstorm with folks and hear what they have to say. And this, you know, this project has been a community project from the very beginning. And so I want to make sure they're involved through every step of the process. And I really think that bringing people together to not only celebrate what we have accomplished so far, it's a great opportunity to celebrate it, but also to ask them what they think is the future of Fish to Schools in Sitka and across the state.
Well, how can people get their hands on the resource guide and curriculum?
Yeah, great question. It's available on the Sitka Conservation Society website. It's at sitkawild.org, and it's right there on the front page, so folks shouldn't have a hard time finding it. And there's a great, you know, you can just open it right there on the browser, and you can also download it on there as well. And well, it's completely free.
Thank you so much, Tracy, for joining us this morning.
Thanks for having me.
My guest has been Tracy Gagne with the Sitka Conservation Society. SCS just published a Fish to Schools program resource guide and curriculum, which is available on their website.